Park Gate, which was opened for us by an old lodge-keeper, whose haggard face bore the reflection of some great disaster. The avenue ran through a noble park, between lines of ancient elms, and ended in a low, widespread house, pillared in front after the fashion of Palladio. The central part was evidently of a great age and shrouded in ivy, but the large windows showed that modern changes had been carried out, and one wing of the house appeared to be entirely new. The youthful figure and alert, eager face of Inspector Stanley Hopkins confronted us in the open doorway. "I'm very glad you have come, Mr. Holmes, and you too, Dr. Watson. But indeed, if I had my time over again, I should not have troubled you, for since the lady has come to herself, she has given so clear an account of the affair that there is not much left for us to do. You remember that Lewisham gang of burglars? What, the three Randalls? Exactly, the father and two sons. It's their work. I have not a doubt of it. They did a job at Sydenham a fortnight ago and were seen and described. Rather cool to do another so soon and so near, but it is they beyond all doubt. It's a hanging matter this time."
"Sir Eustace is dead, then?"
"Yes, he was knocked in with his own poker."
"Sir Eustace Brackenstall, the driver tells me."
"Exactly, one of the richest men in Kent. Lady Brackenstall is in the morning room. Poor lady, she has had a most dreadful..."